Track 11. Knowles Mill is one of six mills that once operated along the Dowse Brook. This is the only one still surviving. The other five have been converted to other uses or pulled down altogether. The Dowse Brook was preferred as an energy source to the nearby River Severn, the brook being easier to dam and regulate than a vast river. Knowles was a flour mill built in 1757, which supplied the nearby town of Bewdley, although it is possible that an older mill occupied the site before the present buildings were put up. It takes its name from the Knowles family, who resided here for 70 years in the 19th century. It was still a working mill until 1891, when a big freeze, followed by a flood, caused sufficient damage to render it not worth repairing, for by then, town-based steam mills were replacing these small rural mills. The buildings are mainly constructed of locally red sandstone, with some later alteration in red brick. Despite the mill ceasing work in the late 19th century, the house remained in occupation as it does to this day. You will find an interpretation panel on the brook side. Cross over the bridge and go into the mill building with the mechanisms and wheel in situ. The mill has been in the care of the National Trust since 1938. Leaving the mill behind, cross back over the brook and follow the track through the woods with the brook down to your right. This track winds its way back to the start of the walk, passing back over the brook at one point and then through what would have been a bridge, now removed, with only the large stone walls still in place. At this point, you are back on the line of the railway. By turning immediately right, you are back in the Dry Mill Lane car park. We hope you have enjoyed the Dowse Brook Circular. For more information on downloadable trails, please visit www.worcestershire.gov.uk/countryside. This audio trail was voiced by Rebecca Blockley, recorded by David Pick at FFG, and special thanks to Adam Mindikowski of the Historic Environment and Archaeology Service of Worcestershire County Council for providing the historical material.